On our program today, going to take some time and talk about the Boone County Historical Society. Board member Marty Lamori joins us. Marty, how's it going?
It's going great. Morning, everybody.
I tell you what, it's December in Iowa, so we're dealing with what we've got here.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
I tell you what, though, we started out the month. It was a little cool, which was a good thing for those that wanted some hot soup. Just a week ago, you guys participated, did your annual soup supper before the holiday lighted parade. I tell you what, I saw a lot of people coming in to eat, but I also saw a lot of people picking up soup to go.
Sure, yeah. The majority of people did come and sit down and enjoy sitting inside where it was warm, because it was pretty chilly that night. The last count I think I had through, we haven't done a final tally yet. I'll do that on Thursday when I work down at the center, was I think 144 had gone through, and that was I think at around 6:15. Okay. We had a nice selection soup. We had chili. Lisa Coburnus made a chili. I made a chili. Greta Irwin made a very interesting turkey chili, white turkey chili,
white turkey
which
chili.
People really enjoyed. That was good. Chicken noodle soup was made by Joe Russell. He did a nice job, and Beth Christensen made her potato soup. So that was our choices this year, along with either a muffin or a roll. We had veggies and dip this year, which seemed to be very popular. People enjoyed that. We kind of added that as something a little bit different. And then members of the RSVP group made cookies for us. So they were in charge of helping us get the dessert taken care of. So, and we had some Christmas music playing and just a lot of people visiting and seemed to enjoy each other that evening. So we appreciate those who came, whether you're a member or you're not a member, came and joined us. And hopefully maybe we'll consider being a member once you have gotten to see the center, maybe talk to a few of us. So.
It was. I mean, it started early, but you guys were. It was smooth. It went right along, and
it did. The other thing I do have to mention too is the decorations. Beth Tittman, one of our members, did the decor, and she always just does a great job. She has a flair for the decorating, so we appreciate her giving us kind of that holiday feel with her decoration. So,
well, it's been one. At least this time, you're not telling me we ran out.
That's right. That's what happened last year. We did not run out this year, so that's good news. So
it was fun, and it is a very simple, but it is a kind of a rite of passage thing here for the holiday lighted parade to have the soup supper that same night. It's just one of those things that kind of ties together.
Right. We kind of just don't always know, exactly how many to plan on. We kind of went a little bit from last year, but, you know, it matters who's coming, what kind of soup people want. It was kind of interesting that is more people ate chili this year, and last year chili was all we had left and had some people leave because all we had left was chili. But we had adequate amounts of all of our soups this year, so.
Well, I got to.
And we're certainly open to any other ideas that people have, sure. Or if you have requests for, a certain kind of soup, we're open to having a different variety of things. So, yeah.
One of the things I find interesting, I got to dine with Ed Higgins and his wife Jill, so that was one thing. But the thing that we did both had said was there's a lot of people coming in, and they, I don't think, really realized just how nice it was down there in the Wayne Erickson Memorial Room.
It's a very nice room. And as we've said in previous ones, the rental, if you're a member, is $100. If you're a non-member, it's $125. You have it for the whole day. It's yours to do with, as you please. We have people who have had, we actually had the funeral homes rent it for funeral meals after an event. We've had people rent it for weddings, but typically it's a lot of times for family get-togethers when the family's gotten bigger than what the house can hold.
Sure.
And that have gatherings or baby showers or bridal showers or birthday parties seem to be the most popular things. So And we also have some renters that are recurring renters, individuals. We have quilters that every month they're there for 5 days in a row doing their quilting and embroidery. And in those situations, when you're a recurring renter for a full year, then we have a different rate for the daily rate.
Sure. Well, it was very, I think the soup was good. I think everybody had a great time visiting and everything else. And then they got a chance to warm up before they went out for the parade. So
Right.
And the parade started right out front there.
Yeah, I know. And somebody, I think my husband, when we got home, he goes, "How was the parade?" And I said, "I was busy working and I didn't get to, I didn't get to go watch the parade." So, yep. That worked out well.
Yeah, and it was. And they had a lot of entries for it, too. So, anyway, after that, of course, now we've had our meeting. Because, you just had that this week, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was actually December 2nd.
Okay.
And so that was on Tuesdays. It was before our soup supper. So, started at 6 o'clock, and we're treasurer's report. We do that quarterly. We had just a few bills that we had to present. We had a repair on our automatic door that had to be done, and from Johnson Controls for our security. We also have put some of our money into some CDs so that we're gaining some interest and can use that to cover some of the costs that occur at the center. So we feel like we're managing well, and we're still working in the black. Feel really good about the financial state. We are going to kind of focus a little bit more on a few more fundraising things for the upcoming year, maybe try to consider a couple other events so that we're paying our monthly bills with mm-hmm. our event money, where that's a goal that we're kind of working toward.
Okay.
If anybody has ideas, I know different places have done different things. I know already, like, that have had trivia games and those kind of things.
Sure.
So if anybody has ideas on what they think would be fun, that people would enjoy, just give one of the board members a call, or call and leave a message on the phone down at the center, because we're very open to ideas for those mm-hmm. kind of things of what people would like to do.
So. And if they would like to volunteer to help out a little.
Of course.
We'd love to hear that, too.
Yeah. Under old business, we set our annual meeting date. We're required as a nonprofit mm-hmm. to have an annual meeting where the membership as well as the public is invited to that, where we do a report from the previous year. We will have a regular board meeting prior to that. It's on January 21st at 7 p.m. in the Wayne B. Erickson Community Room. We will be putting notice out of that in the newspapers as well as on the radio and our community calendar and through the chamber. So please plan to attend that. We also will be voting on some new board members. We had Rita Knight, who resigned earlier in the year, that we need to replace that position for sure, as well as David Howell has served his 2 years, and he's going to continue as a volunteer and working with our website, but he is no longer going to be on the board. So we definitely have a couple of positions. We have some fluidity as to how many positions we fill in our bylaws between 7 and 10. So we still have to meet as a board and make a decision on that. Nominations can come from the floor, but we do have done our modified nominating committee with board members to have some candidates for mm-hmm. consideration for the board. But that is still open. If you are interested in becoming a board member, you can contact, probably the best person to get a hold of is leave a message for Sue Krukenberg, mm-hmm. our president, up at the center, and have a discussion with her.
Yeah,
I think it's always wise to... if you're interested in being a board member, that you clearly understand what the role and responsibilities are.
Yeah. And that's one of the things. We got that rolling along pretty good right now. So
what's
going to be expected of you. And, again, it is a working board. I want to point that out, too.
So. But that's why it's important for us to probably, you know, to obviously replace a couple of the members so that we get a workload distribution that's reasonable. Everybody on the board is kind of taking a big, deep breath right now because it's kind of been a little bit of hair on fire, working like crazy with getting second floor. We got a lot accomplished in 2024, which we feel really good about, and with the help of good volunteers, too. So we're kind of just taking a little breather here in December and kind of regrouping and reorganizing and refocusing to get kind of a new work plan put together for priorities coming up in 2025 and beyond. So
we do have, okay, elsewhere out of your meeting, anything else come up out of that?
Let's see. We're kind of looking at postage costs. We have a permit through the Postal Service to do bulk mailing. You have to have 200 plus items in order to qualify for that. Our membership is over 200 for 2024. We'll have to wait and see how our membership renewal comes along for 2025 to see if we still continue to get the advantage of the bulk mailing costs. We are working on some bylaws revisions as a board, and those will be presented as proposed at the annual meeting. New business again, but there's the United States is having a 250th anniversary in 2026.
Yes.
Jeannie attended a meeting down in Des Moines at the Jordan House about this event of kind of how they're looking at nationwide, how that is to be celebrated. So she kind of did a brief report on that. We'll keep you updated as that comes up in 2026. Just a heads up, parking on the south side of our building at this point in time is a 2-hour limit, which is a little difficult when we have renters and when we have our quilters coming.
Sure.
We did send a little email to the city just wondering about that consideration to maybe not have a 2-hour limit right there on the south side of the building. It makes it hard for those who are coming to an event at the center if it lasts longer than that. We're going to be changing our board meeting dates to the first Wednesday of the month starting in February of 2025. That was going to work better for the board members. We are going to be having Ed students do projects at the center in conjunction with a program from the high school.
That'll be good.
And Joe Howell, who is a former teacher, will be attending the Ed's Professional Day on February 19th. We are still looking at going up and visiting David Peterson. He's the curator up at the Boxholm Museum, and if you need something to do and want a date, there's always the Boxholm Museum to go visit also. We're planning a get-together to go up there in the spring sometime.
Okay, good.
Sue attended a workshop in Waterloo, presented through Silos and Smokestacks. We're still working to become a designated site through there. I'm not sure what the status is on that, if they still are coming to visit us or how exactly what that is. Collections, we're doing really well with that. At this time, again, we're being very selective on what we are taking as far as donations, that it's not a duplication and that it is specific to Boone County. Because we're kind of a little bit like out of room for a large amount of storage. And we're still working our way up to sorting through the items that are up on our third floor. And so just know that if you do have something you want to donate, we don't want you to take it personally if we decline it. It's just that we do have limited space as well as don't want to take on duplication.
Yeah.
So. Jeannie Weibke is serving on the Main Street committee, and that's specifically, she's done a lot of research on buildings in downtown Boone, and I know that's part of that group's work and project. So I think they met on Wednesday, December 4th, so she's on that group. Everyone should have received, that are members anyway, and then a few that were just complimentary copies of the newsletter, and that also included a form for a membership renewal.
Sure.
I worked to try and mark anybody who is already a lifetime member to cross out the membership portion of that form and just leave the donation portion. People who are lifetime members, we still appreciate a form of donation for mm-hmm. ongoing financial needs at the center. And those of you who are doing memberships, if you're able to do a donation at the same time, that's great. Or sometime else during the year, you can always do a donation. Again, memberships are not tax deductible, but the donations are. And so you still got time before the end of the year for a tax donation to the center. You can also give it as a birthday gift, as a Christmas gift, that type of thing. Always a nice thing to do for somebody else, or just for a nice gesture for a friend. So
best bet for somebody, if you have somebody new that wants to get a membership, what's the best? Just go online, go to your website. Is that a good way to start?
There's multiple ways. You can get online onto bchsiowa.org, and you can go online to mm-hmm. do a membership, or you can come to the center. We have forms there that you can fill out. And when you get to the online site, you can either use a credit card or you can fill the information out and mail a check-in
okay.
if you're, that's your preference.
Sure.
So you can do membership and donation online.
All right.
Or in person, either one.
Got it. And again, it's not, folks, it's not that expensive. What is it, $45?
No, it's $30 for an individual,
yep.
and it's $45 for a family, and it's $80 for a business.
Yeah, not that costly to support the Historical Society. And again, gives you that donation vehicle, too. So, all right.
Right, exactly. Perfect, yeah. As always, we have a couple new things in the shop. We found in looking through some signed pictures. They were signed by Mamie Dowd Eisenhower. Each one of them has a little bit unique look to it, so we found that it's not a copy of her signature, and it's a picture of the Mamie Dowd Eisenhower birthplace.
Ooh.
And then her signature on it. We're needing to do a little research as to what type of a price to put on it. It's
mm-hmm.
sometimes those kind of things are, well, what is this worth? And it's like, what someone will pay for it.
Yeah, that's right.
But also, if you have an interest in that kind of thing, that's something new that's in the shop. So.
All right.
Let's see, rentals we already talked about, membership we talked about. Kate Shelley, working and contacting some contractors to do some potential options for replacement for the depot. We as a board have already done the research. We haven't done a final presentation about the fact that the plan is that the depot that's currently down at Kate Shelley will be dismantled and something will replace it. It's been last year and the year before we did contractors coming down to Kate Shelley and saying it's not reparable. It's too expensive to try to repair what is existing. And also, the depot itself, the physical building, doesn't have historical significance.
Yeah.
So what the plan is, it'll be something. It won't be an enclosed building in a museum like it had been in the past, and that's partially due to just, unfortunately, vandalism and theft down at the site. There used to be a person that lived down there and kept an eye on the mm-hmm. property. The museum used to be toured. There was items kept in it. We've removed some of the items already. A couple of display cases have been taken up to the center. And we will be removing the rest of the salvageable items out of the depot before
yeah.
it is dismantled. And that project is intended to happen in the spring sometime.
Okay.
But we'd like to get public input, and I think I've been talking about even wanting to do this last year, and we just didn't get it done, to have a central meeting to have people brainstorm. We'd like to present a few ideas from some contractors. I don't know if we'll be able to get that done for the annual meeting. If not, it'll be sometime this winter. We'll have a get-together. And I know there's several people down in Mongona that have interest in helping out, and a couple other people with the Kate Shelley Project.
Sure.
So that'll be on a whole timeline. Uh-huh. Right now, we're just working with the Army Corps of Engineers to finalize that new lease agreement for another 25 years of leasing that property down there from the Army Corps of Engineers.
Sure.
So we've just about got that paperwork sewed up. So.
Oh. And you've been busy.
We've been busy. And let's see, as far as grants, a couple of things there. We will be applying to the City of Boone for the hotel motel tax grant. We mm-hmm. have to do a submission for that. We've
sure.
received money from them before and hope to again. One of our volunteers, Janet Hurlbert, has been a donation. She did a lot of work on the Boone Biblical College display, and
oh.
we have so much information on that we have someone who's an expert in this field that's going to come and do some auditing work to try to streamline what we have, what we need to keep,
mm-hmm.
and what we can get rid of
sure.
Out of that collection. So
still going ahead towards 25, right?
Say again?
Still going ahead towards 2025.
You bet. Always looking up out at the horizon and keeping things going. So,
I know last time we talked, anybody that might be getting together over the holidays, if they start families that are have been involved in farming in the area for some time, if they come up with some ideas and thoughts about helping maybe with that display, there are some things.
Exactly.
Jeannie would love to hear from you.
Yeah. And if you haven't been up yet to see Second Floor, please, come and visit. If you haven't gotten a chance to, like I said, admission, if you're a non-member, it's $5, and kids under 12 are free. So it's not an expensive thing to do. And when it's cold out, it's nice and warm in there. You can have yourself a cup of coffee in the research room.
Sure.
Or a bottle of water. I don't have any other drinks available other than water or coffee, but you're welcome to come visit us.
Okay, as we
and
look
again, our hours are Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
And again, by appointment, if you have
sure.
family members coming in over the holiday time and you want to have a tour on a different date, we're more than happy to do that for you too.
So the upcoming holiday is not going to have a big impact on you. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2.
Not really, because yeah. I think our holidays are on a Wednesday
Wednesday.
If I'm not incorrect.
Yep. And once again, remember that we do have the annual meeting. It'll be coming up on January 21st, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
7:00.
All righty. Hey, Marty, thanks for visiting with us this month, getting us up to date on what's going on. We'll keep in touch with you, and we'll keep passing along the word about the annual meeting coming up as well.
Okay, that sounds great. And on behalf of the Board of Directors at the Boone History Center, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we appreciate the support that we've been given in 2024.
Thanks. I'll visit with you next month.
It sounds good. Thanks.